USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle in hopes of coming up with a solution when everyone gets together to solve this and fix border security. Tragedy at a California bowling alley has many people still searching for answers. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
We heard gunshots. Pop, 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 pop.
Deadly gunfire at a Southern California bowling alley. Three dead and four wounded.
I seen people run, and I heard gunshots, and I tried to get down.
It happened in the L.A. suburb of Torrance. Police Sergeant Ronald Harris.
Officers, upon arrival, did immediately go into life-saving measures to do their best that they can for those victims.
So far, there have been no arrests. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
The Department of Nevada Corrections announced that death row inmate Scott Dozer died from an apparent suicide late Saturday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
A U.S. airstrike in Yemen has targeted a terrorist that many have called the mastermind of the USS Cole bombing that killed 17 sailors in 2000. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The precision U.S. airstrike in Yemen targeted Jamal al-Badawi. Pentagon officials will now have to have confirmation from DNA testing before they can declare al-Badawi deceased. 17 U.S. sailors were killed in October 2000 while serving our nation aboard the guided missile destroyer USS Cole when it was in dock in Aden Harbor. Al-Qaeda claimed they were behind the bomb attack that also wounded dozens of other U.S. sailors.
The parents of missing Colorado woman Kelsey Barrett are filing a wrongful death lawsuit against her fiancé. The suit was filed in Colorado's district court and seeks unspecified damages. Patrick Frazee has been accused of killing the 29-year-old mother. She went missing on Thanksgiving and police continue to search for her body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before, because often, and this is especially true for parents, right? Like, you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your four-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day or making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, the TSA believes that floppy-eared working dogs at airports all across the country have a more welcoming face for passengers and children as opposed to the dogs with the pointy ears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.